better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer for those anytime easy drinking occasions.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team that's on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
So we've mentioned on previous shows, Dave Van Horn has really wanted to grow baseball within the state. And so it was big news for his program when Arkansas changed his policy on playing in-state schools as far as playing UAPB and UALR. They played UALR, lost to them, not this past season, but the season before in baseball. Didn't have any effect on them. They still went to the College World Series. Arkansas baseball is still the number one baseball program in the state, but DVH has kind of been pushing this narrative, hey, we need to play in-state schools. We need to play. Now, it's different per sport, versus basketball, versus football, versus baseball, versus some of the other sports in this state. But we know his mindset when it comes to playing the in-state schools. And I'm assuming, based on what was enacted this past Friday, that Arkansas will now be able to play Arkansas State and UCA non-football. But is it basketball or just non-football? I know it's non-football.
It's all sports but football.
All sports but football. I know that he is probably going to schedule UCA and A-State in baseball relatively sooner than later.
The question is, we know football's at least 5 years out unless someone gets bought out of a non-conference game. That's not going to happen anytime soon. And this is a budgeting. The reasoning behind this is, I think, strongly budgeting and trying to conserve cash right now in a time where your economic future is very uncertain. So more bus trips in state for the teams that do schedule A-State and UCA, or smaller guarantees for in-school states to come and play a basketball game. Here's the big one, right? I don't think it's baseball and Dave Van Horn scheduling A-State to come over, or Arkansas, UCA, Arkansas State, and UAPB have a weekend round robin at Dickey Stevens. That all those things could happen fairly quick. Question is, does Eric Musselman get on the horn and bring a state over to Fayetteville, or do they meet in Little Rock at Simmons Bank Arena? Because basketball scheduling is not done out nearly as far, and there's a lot more games in the regular season. To me, that's the big one to watch. Yes, it's interesting if Arkansas and Arkansas State play. What we have found is, you know, they lost. Was that an exhibition game that they lost to them down there? I know it was around a football game where they played the over
women,
there.
Hold up.
No, in baseball when they played. I'm mixing things up. Baseball played UALR and lost.
They lost. I think it was regular season.
Was it in Fayetteville? Anyway.
I don't even think it was an exhibition.
Again, that's how much it matters is we don't even remember all the details without looking it up. I think we found out the sun will still come up if Arkansas falls short to one of these programs. The question is, how will we respond in basketball and football if the day
that's
comes?
That's the point that you have
if
to
a
ask.
Loss happened, because we can talk about baseball. No one's going to lose faith in Dave Van Horn if they lost to Arkansas State in baseball, which I think is very unlikely. I mean, but who knows? They get a great pitcher. I mean, it's one game. There's a lot of factors in baseball. In basketball, in men's basketball, and in football, it would be a much different evaluation on that kind of situation if and when they play.
And it would be far worse in football.
Should I even say if at this point? Now the Pandora's box is open. Is this now just a win in all sports, including football?
I would think it's going to happen. Our poll question this morning, if you want to hop in on social media, @hitthatlineAR on Twitter, @hitthatline on Facebook, is when is Arkansas going to play Arkansas State in football, non-basketball, non-baseball? When is Arkansas State going to play Arkansas in football? And the next question you have to ask is, where are they going to play? You assume it's just going to be in Fayetteville. I mean, there's always the possibility, regardless of who it comes from, that the game could be played in Little Rock. But that is a question that I think is, as you phrased it, it's not will they play, it's when will they play. You have to add that when into the equation when it comes to that, because I think that is going to happen. Now, as you mentioned, here's the pecking order right now for your Arkansas sports. I'm not saying the fandom. I'm not saying how many people listening like each sport per sport. I'm talking about where the team ranks on the scale right now. It's Arkansas baseball, it's Arkansas basketball, and it's Arkansas football. If you're talking about where the program is relative to the SEC and relative to the country. That being said, if you lose to Arkansas State on the football field, it is going to have far more of a dramatic effect and a terrible effect on your football team and on this state, particularly of Arkansas fans, if that happens. Because Arkansas State has had football success these last few seasons. I think they've been to 8 straight bowl games, if I remember that correctly. They've won the Sun Belt a few times. Now, that does not compare to winning to the SEC or competing in the SEC, but they are still having success while your program hasn't done jack squat these last couple years.
Buddy of mine, we were discussing this on Saturday. He said, hey, Arkansas and Arkansas State have played every year for the last 7. What do you think the record would be? And my response was, it wouldn't be 7-0. It would likely be like 4-3, and I'm not sure who would be leading the series right now. I mean, let's just face it. Arkansas State's had the better football program over the last 5 to 7 years. They have. Now, there's been some Brett Bielema teams there in the middle of that, 14-15, that stretch in there that probably would have beaten Arkansas State, particularly when they had better linemen, when Arkansas was better at the line of scrimmage. But if you think Arkansas would have played Arkansas State these last 7 years and won every one of them, you're crazy. You're not paying attention. Because Arkansas hadn't beaten North Texas. Arkansas hadn't beaten Colorado State. These are schools on similar levels. So what would make you think they'd beat Arkansas State every year?
Mrs. Lisa chimes in and says, I'm hope I'm dead when they play football. Jeez, Miss Lisa coming in
and
hot.
And this is someone that lives in Jonesboro.
Yeah, coming in hot on
Light, to be more. She lives in Light, Arkansas, near Jonesboro.
Is that what? Okay. I know it's Northeast, but.
You know, that's the reality. As sour, as bitter, as nasty as those words taste coming out of a Razorback fan's mouth, it's true. A-State has been the better football team, by and large, the last 7, 8, 9 years.
I don't have many friends that went to Arkansas State, but I know they get self-conscious or they get very irritated when I talk about the Red Wolves in a disparaging way. Because I like to make fun of a couple of schools. Missouri, Arkansas State, occasionally Kentucky, and just more out of joke, out of fun and stuff. But they take that matter very seriously. And so I reached out to Terry Mahodger's second executive assistant, who's the athletic director there. Hopefully we'll get him on sometime this week. I won't make fun of them while he's on the show, obviously, but I'd like to see what they are. Because here's the thing. When it comes to the football program, as you just mentioned, yes, Arkansas State has had the better program as of late. But the policy under Frank Broyles, since his time as the athletic director and for however many years, was his idea was he wants our people to be Arkansas fans. Like, he doesn't want them to have to choose sides. So what's changed?
A pandemic. Jeff Long, remember, this wasn't just a football or basketball policy. They didn't allow track athletes from Arkansas State or in-state schools to come compete. They couldn't come running the Chili Pepper. They didn't play baseball. They didn't play softball. They didn't play volley. This wasn't just a football policy under Frank Broyles. This policy was continued under Jeff Long. It took a global pandemic to put you in a financial quandary, an uncertainty right now that you weren't, you know, that moved you to this point to schedule these schools. I'm of the belief, and I think if Hunter Yurecek were on the show with us right now, that would be one of the big driving factors. This isn't just, hey, kumbaya, let's sit around the campfire as state schools and all get along. Is there some of that in there? Perhaps, but I think a lot of this is just what his statement said, reducing commercial travel.
So on that note, if this global pandemic hadn't occurred, are we having this conversation today?
I don't think so. In my opinion, no.
Would we have it eventually under Hunter Yurecek's regime as athletic director? Or is this one of those things that it's only happening because of COVID-19?
I think eventually, I've always felt that would be that was the ace in the hole, the ace up the sleeve with War Memorial Stadium, is eventually the school in Fayetteville would bend and agree to play.
Bend the knee.
Arkansas State at War Memorial, and that's how you get all the SEC games out of War Memorial. I've always thought that would ultimately be the final act to appease everyone. And I don't know that appeases everyone. I think there's a lot of Arkansas fans that if that's the way it ends up playing out, and that's my forecast is 2025, 2026, somewhere in there, when this contract with War Memorial is coming to an end, Arkansas agrees to play Arkansas State at War Memorial every year, every other year, some kind of arrangement.
And I'll ask the exact same question I asked a few months ago when we were having this conversation. If, like, we're talking about the goal, so the finances is obviously the bigger factor of this equation, as you pointed out, and as I'm agreeing with you. If this doesn't occur, if we're not having this right now, what is the biggest reason? What is the benefit for Arkansas playing Arkansas State outside of saving money, which again, they're in a situation under Juracek and his staff. I understand that. But if this doesn't occur, Tommy, what's the benefit for Arkansas playing? Not the benefit for Arkansas State, not the benefit for fans, not the benefit for whoever. What is the benefit for Arkansas football to bend the knee and play Arkansas State?
There is none.
There is none.
There's none. That's because right now,
ding, ding, ding. Correct.
I think the vast majority, I have a few buddies that live in Northeast Arkansas that I've got one in particular, and he hates the Razorbacks because he's an A-State guy. His wife's worked over there, and he hates the Arkansas Razorbacks for whatever reason. I think the vast majority, like 90-plus percent of Arkansas fans, I don't hate Arkansas State. You know, I don't root against Arkansas State. I don't have a reason to. Well, now you're going to give me a reason to. So, to me, there is no big benefit. It does divide the state a little bit more, but Arkansas is one of the last holdouts in the country that doesn't play all the in-state schools. It doesn't really make sense on paper not to do it. It doesn't make sense to give some school in Texas or, I mean, pick one of these, Nevada, first one on your schedule, 900,000, $1 million, $1.2 million, whatever it is, to come play you. It doesn't make a lot of sense to give another Sunbelt school, ULM, they're on the schedule, $1 million when you could be spending that money with an in-state school. That shouldn't be your motivation to do it, but I do get it. To me, there's nothing to gain for Arkansas out of this relationship.
877-377-6963, the number to call or text in case you're just hopping in on the conversation. Arkansas sports outside of football can now play against UCA and A-State. Hunter Juracek, Chancellor Steinmetz enacted that policy on Friday, and we'll continue on the conversation coming up. Let's go to the phone lines where Miss Lisa is in Northwest Arkansas. Mrs. Lisa, good morning. What do you have to tell us this morning?
Well, Miss Lisa's in White Arkansas over here in Northeast.
Yeah,
Arkansas.
You're Northeast.
What did I say?
You said Northwest
Arkansas. I'm sorry, Mrs. Lisa.
I don't live in Jonesboro. I live in White.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy mentioned that earlier.
Well, let me tell you something. Live over here for 2 or 3 weeks. There's about 50 of them. They won't even go fill their stadium out. They stand on the corner of Huntington and everything else in Jonesboro giving out tickets, begging Razorback fans to come to their games, but yet they talk to us like dogs. There's no benefit to playing them. I asked Hunter Juracek over here at Paragol. I said, look me in the eyes and tell me I'll be dead if we ever play them. And he said, Miss Lisa, you'll be dead. Well, all right, I'm not dead. I'm still living. I'm on the phone. And that means I've got to put up with it. And no, we shouldn't play them in War Memorial. Bring them over here to Fayetteville. Show them what we got so they know what they ain't got. And you can't even sit in War Memorial. Bucks were smaller years ago. You've got about 6 inches to sit, no leg room. If they want to have it for their home site, let them do it. I'm for playing them in Fayetteville for everything. If we even lose to them in checkers, I'll never hear the end of it. So I'm against it. I'm not for it. It made me mad when I heard it. The question I guess you're going to ask me or won't ask me, and I won't give you time to do it, is did I think it was coming? Yes, because of this fake disease and everything else we got going around, I thought it was coming. But we have nothing to gain. But you let them sneak up on us if we ever play them in football. That is going to hurt us.
But and they now, will. And they will.
Like Tommy said. Now these people that say, "Well, I'm a Razorback fan and an ASU fan too. I can pull for both." Well, now you got a few. So, in my opinion, this is my opinion. This hurts ASU in the long run. I mean, they can't even. I mean, they can win the Sun Belt and go undefeated, and in a 30,000 seat stadium, maybe have 18,000 to 20,000 people in it. And that's the truth. You don't take their word for it. Look at the stats. Look, just Google it. And, but anyway, we have the best Razorback club in the state right here in Paragould. Got one right down the road in West Memphis and in, Mississippi County. They can't even do that. But, we have nothing to gain. But like I say, before they play in football, maybe I'll be out here at Laredo Cemetery, and y'all can come by and let me know the score.
Yes,
and with
ma'am.
That, I'll say thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Mrs. Lisa. In Northeast Arkansas, I apologize for saying Northwest when I know for a fact it's in Northeast. So she's been adamantly clear that she wants to be dead before she sees the Arkansas Razorbacks play the Arkansas State Red Wolves.
One important thing to point out. What was it Joseph Steinmetz and Hunter Yurcheck said on Friday?
No discussions for football at this point.
Other sports can schedule.
Doesn't mean they
didn't
have
say
to.
Shall. Doesn't say must. They can. You're allowed to. They just opened up and gave authority to the scheduling coach. Like Musselman didn't create his schedule. Someone on his staff.
Anthony Rudas
handles that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now football, that's done at a little higher level. Baseball, I'm sure Dave's a little more involved in that, but it's handled differently sport to sport. This is a big deal for, and I guess some in the state have known this was coming because Arkansas and UCA are going to be involved in an event with volleyball coming up. That's been, that didn't just get scheduled Friday afternoon.
And track as well.
Exactly. So this has been in the works for a little while. This wasn't a knee-jerk deal. This has been working. They've been working on this for at least a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe all of this is a response to the financial forecast that is so uncertain for 2021 fiscal year. I mean, we already know that last year's season ticket sales sucked, right? Terrible. And now they only renewed 91% of those. They're at a low point with a newly expanded
crappy ticket sales.
Exactly.
It sounds good when you're like,
we got 91% renewals. Well, 91% of a bad number is a worse number. And that's where what drives the boat? What financially drives the boat at any Power 5 school? It's football season ticket sales. The uncertainty of this year, I think, has put ADs, not just at Arkansas. This isn't just an issue Hunter Yurcheck's facing. I think you'll see more regional scheduling of events in basketball, women's basketball, baseball, across the country. You know, I really believe you're going to see a lot of schools start scheduling, and it takes a while to cycle some of that out in football, and it may never get there in football, but you'll see more of this in other places too.
Plan rides add up. Let's get to some text before we go to Stanley and go to Glenwood. Rex from Hector says, what's the benefit to playing Texas State? I responded, well, it doesn't divide the state. And he said, that's a cop-out remark. You've been brainwashed by Keen Daddy Frank Royals. So is that or is that not true?
No, that's very true.
It divides
You're
the
right.
state. Now, is it to a point where that means you shouldn't schedule? Well, I don't know. Because let's be honest. Finances trump feelings every single time. Yeah. Period. End of story. You can be ticked off if Arkansas schedules Arkansas State in the next couple of years, but if it saves you however much money that needs to save to keep the football program going, well, it's not like it's in that critical condition, but if it gets to a point where it is, then you're going to play Arkansas State, and you're going to play them in basketball. You're going to play them in baseball. if the coaches want to do it and the athletic director is asking them and urging them, hey, we need to play in-state schools so we're not spending as much money, you're going to do it. Period. End of story.
I think this is about saving jobs, because how much are you really going to save in reality playing in-state? This is about that extra assistant or that extra office staff, or, you know, when you save a few hundred thousand a year, you're not saving the sport. You're saving some jobs within the athletic department.
Mm-hmm.
That's my read on it, is this is a way to conserve cash long term and those handful of jobs. And I think there will still be jobs lost at Arkansas at some point once they get through this fiscal year. They're not going to sit there and burn reserve cash to keep everybody and everything, everybody employed, everything in place. They want to keep, you know, like last case, lift the glass box, push the button. That's like last thing you want to do is get rid of a program. Well, the first steps you got to take, the prudent fiscal steps you take and decisions you make are the ones we're seeing right now.
Brandon texts in and says, I think we have to play Arkansas State in football. You give the perception of running from them if not. I mean, how bad would a loss be? We just lost to San Jose State. How much worse can it get? It's a good point, Brandon. It could get...
But this isn't a decision made out of, all right, we give, Uncle, we don't want to look bad anymore. We've looked bad enough on our own.
Finances.
This is about finances. So this isn't a decision made out of... And again, they're not authorized to schedule in football. So let's not miss the point here of what the announcement is. They couldn't schedule in football. There was an opening for 2020. If they only had 11 games on the schedule. Right now, until Steinmetz and Juracek change the policy, football can't schedule them.
877-377-6963 is the number to call or text in if you want to hop in on the conversation, which is exactly what Stanley in Glenwood wants to do. Stanley, you're on the Morning Rush.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Two things. This divide the state thing, what does that mean? I mean, Alabama, Auburn plays, Florida State plays. I hope it does divide the state. Maybe it'll make the programs better. I mean, it brings attention to football. Second thing, Tommy, you're a businessman, and the cards are in Arkansas's AD's hands.
Mm.
He can play ASU for far less than he could play Texas State. Simple reason is, do you think ASU wants to play Arkansas? You bet they do.
Mm-hmm.
So they could, I guarantee.
But what's far less? What's far less? They pay in $900,000, $1 million, $1.2 million now,
yep.
Sometimes more, depending on where they're traveling from. What's far less? All right, so you paid them $750. Is that a big deal?
No.
I mean, you're not going to play them for free.
What I would do is I would play them at Little Rock and split the gate.
I think what they'll do, Stanley, is they'll play once in Little Rock, once in Fayetteville. Once in Little Rock,
yeah.
Once in Fayetteville. I think that's ultimately what will happen.
Yeah, but the cards are in your hand as far as what you want to pay them.
Yeah.
Because ASU wants to play us so bad.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Arkansas State right now, in your opinion, are they a legitimate football program?
No doubt. And your question a while ago about the 7 years, brother, you was right. They would have probably beat us 5 out of 7.
I just don't think in regard, and thanks for the call, Stan, a lot of people hold them as a legitimate football program. You legitimize them. I think that's one of the reasons Frank Broyles didn't want to play them for all those years. You put them on your level. You pull them up to your level within our state to some degree. And I think the idea of not legitimizing them has been at least one of the motivations. You're right, though. Finances come ahead of everything.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Try the new Bud Light Lemonade, a premium light lager brewed with real lemonade.
He does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number 3, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
So the Little Rock stuff that we're talking about, a state council awarded $900,000 grant to the Division of State Parks for renovation upgrades at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Guys, the contract ends 2024,
mm-hmm.
correct, for
yes.
that game? Now, does that include that game in 2024, or is it up just the fiscal year 2024?
I believe it's through the 2024 calendar year.
Okay, so that is when the contract will either be just done with Arkansas playing games at War Memorial Stadium, or they'll go about it a different way. And again,
which also, by the way, coincides with the end of the contract
correct.
For the Arkansas A&M series in Arlington.
Exactly. So there'll be some decisions that...
And both of those are linked together as far as scheduling principles. Don't kid yourself.
There'll be decisions talked about with the scheduling in these next couple years referring to that particular year. So would it be beneficial for Arkansas? Now, again, they have not enacted the policy that football teams can compete against each other. And I'm talking about Arkansas and Arkansas State. Would it be beneficial in 5 years down the road or more? Because Arkansas can't schedule out. It's 5 years that they're done with non-cons, that they've already scheduled those out. Is that correct? Might
be
six.
He didn't say his quote was we're locked up for 5 or 6 years. He didn't say specifically. He didn't say what year are there non-conference holes in the schedule. He just didn't say it. And they're not announced for past that. So, but he could also have in his mind what he's going to do, you know, in that sixth year. But, I think that what Tommy said, first they have to figure out what they're going to do with the Texas A&M game. The Aggies do not want to renew that contract to play in AT&T Stadium. They just don't. They want to play at home every other year. And Arkansas wanted to do with their home game to play there. They'd go there versus Fayetteville. They'd like that kind of arrangement. But they're not, you know, Arkansas's not going to do that. So I suspect that will return to home and home, which gives Arkansas more flexible in what to do with Little Rock. I don't know. The idea is that every other year they would play Missouri there. So they could have that game, and it would fit.
And you're talking Missouri, about in Little Rock, right? Not in Dow. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. That's where they played the last one, and they're going to play the next one. And you know, after that, then I think that we'll see some movement. But there's probably not going to be, I'd say for a couple of years, any announcements on what to do with the A&M series and what to do with with the Missouri series. I think that's, you're going to just see them kind of truck on for a couple of years.
Because right now, if I'm doing the math right, you get what, $5 million a year thereabouts to play A&M down in Arlington? Isn't that approximately the number play?
That's correct.
If you had 75,000 seats that average $75 a piece, that'd be about $5.6 million. So that leaves you, they're getting a $5 million every year. That's $10 million for two games. If you played every other year A&M at home, you're still about $4 million short, $4.5 million short, roughly. You'd have to make that up through increased donations. You'd have more concession sales, some of those type of things to set that off. But I'm doing the math right, you'd still be a few million dollars short of where you're at now playing in Arlington. Well, why play that game? But, financially, you're better off with not even having to open the gates at your stadium versus what you do at just averaging, if you could sell 75,000 seats at $75 each.
Again, we're talking about the world as we knew it 4 months ago.
Right.
The world as we know it right now, that stadium may be pretty much empty. You know, people deciding, am I going to travel to Dallas? The Aggies may have a lot of virus. You may not want to sit with them in that stadium. I'm joking.
Jeez. Man, oh man, you never cease to amaze me, Clay.
That's an Aggie joke.
So, on the note of repairs, I know that the state's already sunk $1.9 million in upgrading the stadium, and this is going to be used to help security systems, improve home and visitor locker rooms, communication systems, and other stuff. On the note of the Texas A&M series, which we both think is going to be discontinued after the contract is up because A&M doesn't want to play in Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
A&M just spent $500 million renovating their stadium about 2 years ago.
At Kyle Field,
And did it during an offseason.
And I've always held the belief that Arkansas should continue to play a neutral site game in Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I think playing Oklahoma State there, I know they have games home and home in the upcoming seasons, but I just think that makes sense to have Oklahoma State in Jerry World because we know that Jerry Jones would love to see his Razorbacks play in his stadium. But with that game probably being discontinued with at least Texas A&M and that's an SEC game. So, like you said, it opens up more of a schedule. The Little Rock, how much does that help the Little Rock War Memorial Stadium game possibly continuing, whether it's Missouri, whether it's a non-conference opponent? How much does that help games being played down there in Central Arkansas?
Well, I think it helps significantly because I think that there are years where you look at the schedule and it's like we don't have enough home games in Fayetteville. And you can't play in Little Rock. And it's just not doable. They obviously are working to do the things that were asked of them 2 years ago when a list of improvements that were needed to come up to standard for SEC games, to be able to have replays, the communications, those issues are being fixed. So you have to be able to have the proper communications for the replays to be flipped back and forth from, you know, in the right manner, enough TV points in the stadium. The home and visitors locker room had to be updated. So they're doing those things to make it where it's suitable for SEC games. So, and I think that they can do more if they're thrown a crumb. But this is me, and I'm all I do is represent one person. I grew up across the street from that stadium. That's where I was born. Where the Wendy's is now, there was a house, and that's the house that my family lived in.
I've been to that Wendy's once or twice.
I just feel like that it's important to me to have games in that stadium. Now, it doesn't mean that's a reason to do it, but you know, one vote for me, I like playing games in Little Rock. My vote doesn't count.
And you bring up a great point because, like you, I also grew up in Little Rock, and I didn't grow up directly near the stadium like you did, but those games have meant a great deal to me. But you have differentiated yourself separately from the Arkansas football program. You just said, I hope there's games, my vote, but you didn't say, I'm speaking for the Arkansas football program, that there needs to be games.
And I don't know what's best for them. Mm-hmm. If they decide that's not what's best for them, I get it. You know, it's not gonna really matter in the grand scheme to me.
Clay, on that note, you can speak to this better than I can. Wasn't there a little rift between Frank and Stevens? Because there's a lot of donors and big-time money in the Central Arkansas area, in the Little Rock area, and they want to see games continue to be played in War Memorial Stadium. At one point in time, didn't Frank want to take all the Little Rock games and put them up in Fayetteville?
No, I mean, it was a public deal. I mean, it was played out in the Board of Trustees meeting. It was held at the Hilton on University Avenue. And, you know, I can remember, I think that you could watch on TV and see the pleas being made by, you know, the argument that Frank made, the argument, I think, Warren Stevens stood up in the meeting and said what they could do to the stadium if they would keep game. But they weren't going to do the major renovations for one game, which is what Frank said, you know, that he would offer. I mean, he really didn't want any games. That was the vote. But the board did not, would not go with him. And so, but for one game, they weren't going to do major renovation, which was add a lot of seats, add an upper deck, those kind of things. So, yeah, it wasn't. But I will say that I know that Warren Stevens is still a great friend of the family. I know that, you know, his jet is used by the coaches in recruiting. I say his jet. He has three Falcons, and I've ridden on them. So, I mean, at one point they had six jets at Stevens Inc. And they're nice ones. I used them to travel up until about 3 years ago. When Hogs Illustrated was owned by Stevens Media. So you're not going to hear me say anything bad about Warren Stevens. he was the one that bought Hogs Illustrated from me and George Billingsley in 2003. So owe him a great debt. So it's, but I understand. But as far as, you know, the relationship with the University of Arkansas and Stevens, it's great.
It seems like the current climate with the board, and I don't know if this is coming through state government, the governor, but the current climate is they want this all together, no alienation of any part of the state, no part of the state propping themselves up ahead of the other parts of the state. There seems to be a mandate almost that we're going to be all inclusive within the borders of Arkansas here, so that excluding Little Rock or excluding any part of the state, just that seems to be so against the agenda, or at least against the motives right now, Clay. When you just look at the way everything's been since Jeff Long left, there seems to be a directive of how they're going to go about conducting their business when it comes to the athletic department and making sure every corner of the state feels included. So not playing games in Little Rock seems to be anti what they've been trying to do for the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, I think that if you look at what's, you know, a political statement, from Governor Hutchinson, he likes the idea of games in Little Rock. They wouldn't have made the changes, worked on the stadium, spent the money.
Well, they went to great lengths. Yeah.
So it's
made it a state park. I mean, they've went to great lengths with the state government to do this, Clay.
Yeah, there's a lot of other reasons why to make that stadium solid. I mean, there, you know, it's the focal point of, you know, the high school championship games, right, Tommy? I mean, yeah. I think you've worked those games, and the enhanced security is as much for those games as it is for any, you know, SEC or Arkansas football game. Don't they play the Benton Bryant game in that stadium?
Salt Bowl. The Salt Bowl is one of the bigger events they have. I mean, they'll have 30,000 plus in a normal year.
And security for that event is important.
Yes.
I haven't heard and I haven't read, you know, statements from the governor about that he wants all the schools to play each other. I mean, I don't know any of those facts. I don't know the behind the scenes workings for that. Maybe I'm out of the loop. You may be in a better position to speak on that, Tommy, than I am.
No, I know. I just know this the one Razorback. I'm just saying the way they've conducted business since Hunter Yurecek arrived, and the way the board has conducted its business just seems like the last thing they want to do is make any part of the state feel left out. Yeah. And that's my point.
The thing that's interesting about all this is that, you know, the Arkansas State fans, they want to play Arkansas. The UCA fans, they're like, oh, we're going to get to play Arkansas. I don't think the folks in Conway ever even dreamed that was about to happen. Mm-hmm. It was all ASU versus Arkansas. But if they're going to play Arkansas State, then it makes sense that they would also play UCA.
So who?
And that brings to me the point. You know, I'm a UCA guy, lived in Conway for 6 years. Is Arkansas State going to start playing UCA on a consistent basis? They didn't always go good when they played. So I just wonder how that's going down.
Yeah. And I just wonder if some of the Division II schools will be selected for some of the exhibition games rather than bringing in a school from Missouri or somewhere else to, you know, those could be moments where a UA Fort Smith or a Henderson State or a, you know, now I know Ouachita and Harding are private schools, but some of the Division II schools in our state could be exhibition opponents for men's or women's basketball. They don't do the exhibition games in baseball, but there could be an opportunity for even the Division II schools to get on the schedule in an exhibition setting, Clay.
Sure could. You know, they played, you know, the team from Tahlequah a lot. That'd be the same as playing, you know, Arkansas Tech or Henderson.
Right.
Yep, sure would.
What do you guys think is going to happen at the end of 2024? What do you think they're going to do? I think we're all in agreement that Texas A&M, that series is going to be discontinued in Cowboy Stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, who they might reschedule non-con in Dallas Cowboy Stadium, if that was to occur, I think that's a little up in the air. But what is y'all's opinion? I know we got 4 years out from this actually occurring.
Yeah, I think that before we know anything about 2024, we've got to figure out 2020 and 2021. What does that look like with people in the stands, and how are revenues affected, and how is travel affected? Yeah. Do we have a vaccine and suddenly we can fill up stadiums? I think that for a lot of schools, athletics, if we don't get past the vaccine hurdle, athletics are going to be a tough sell for anything. And I'm talking about high school sports. I mean, you just can't have people in the arenas with what's going on right now. I mean, I know they're going to do it, but just think about this. If you have to have social distancing in arenas, how many people can you put in stadiums? How many people can you put in there? And how many people are going to be willing to do that and spend the dollars? I just don't know where we're going, guys. And I don't think any of these athletic directors do. And what these moves, they're driven by that. We've got to figure out a way to travel less, stay in hotels less, protect our students, protect our fans. And they're looking more with close proximity events than they are, traveling to L.A. or traveling to Las Vegas or traveling for, anything, for a neutral site games, or, nothing makes any sense anymore. That if you're going to save athletics, probably going to do it by finding something closer to home. Yep. And it is a tough business right now. Athletics is like everybody, like the rest of us. We're trying to just make it week to week, month to month. And so to say what's going to be in 2024, 2025, I've got no clue, yeah. Guys. I mean, I can't see past what, it's we're working on a football magazine at Hogs Illustrated now. We printed one 2 weeks ago. We've got advertising in the magazine. I'm excited. People want to see Hogs Illustrated. So that was a major step. But guess what? I've got to put out a football magazine. I got no way to give you a depth chart. None. There's not a coach on campus, I'm talking about football coach, that has any idea of how to list a depth chart right now. I mean, they don't want to do it. They hadn't seen their players on the field yet. And for me to sit here and say, well, what are we going to be doing in 2024 and 2025? I can't see that far. Yeah. And I don't think the athletic directors can. And this is a major topic, and it probably will be for a few days. But we're going to be back to dealing with, can we have games really quickly here, guys? And that probably is more on my thoughts than whether they're going to play Arkansas State in football.
We keep hearing the term new normal, and I think we got to figure out what the new normal is.
Oh, we're not even close to normal.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even figured out what the new normal. I think some of these short-term decisions that may become long-term planning are out of necessity right now.
Yeah,
they're out of, because they don't know what their checkbook balance is going to be a year from now if you're Hunter Yurecek. So I think what they're doing now is a decision of survival, because it's just a prudent decision because of the uncertainty of the financial forecast.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I think that's that you probably said what I just said and said it a little better, a little quicker. It takes me a long time to say things. It takes me a long time to write things. I write too long. But Hunter Yurecek said something last week, and I just laughed out loud. And I didn't mean to. I almost mocked him when I was talking to my wife. I said, his comment was, we played ULR, we played UAPB, and the world didn't come to an end. Well, Hunter, the world, as I know it, pretty much came to an end about 3 or 4 months ago. It might have had nothing to do with playing those games. But where we're at right now, the world has come to an end. We came to a screeching halt all across this world, and it's like nothing I've ever seen, nothing I could imagine. There's no movie that's been made that would come close to writing a script for what we just went through for 3 months.
And you know what got it all started? LSU won the national championship. That's what kicked off 2020. Blame the Tigers.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast,
try the new Bud Light Lemonade, a light and flavorful beer for those easy drinking occasions.
The crowd's into it. They just threw him out of the game. They just threw him out of the game. He's gotten his second technical, and he's been thrown out of the ball game.
With Chris Crutchfield departing, Arkansas needs to add a new assistant. And I know a lot of jokes have been made. I'm not going to coin this phrase, and I'm not going to be the one that said I came up with this first. But, guys, it was funny to see when people were talking about the opening of who should Arkansas get, who should be the guy. And a lot of people said, go hire Kim English over at Tennessee. Let's see if they can get him and Musk and get on the same track and ended up liking each other. But it's going to be interesting to see who fills that role, because Chris Crutchfield was an excellent recruiter. Ties to Trae Young, Buddy Hield really helped them get to Oklahoma. There's a great story on USA Today about Chris Crutchfield's relationship with Buddy Hield, how it started really from the ground floor, and that's really, really cool. So this guy has a knack for recruiting.
Yeah.
Who can Arkansas get in that role? Now, Kim English is more of a joke. It's more funny, but on a serious note, are they going to hire someone on the staff? Are they going to pull someone else? Who is Eric Musselman going to go out and get as his next assistant?
He's going to hire someone he knows, likes, and trusts, generally. But not everybody on this staff he had a previous relationship with. So, I mean, that begs the question, guys, is a name like a Corliss Williamson, who's obviously the greatest Razorback player maybe of all time, he's certainly in the conversation, him or Sidney Moncrief. Here's a guy, I bring him up not just because of nostalgic reasons. What's he been doing for the most part since his playing career ended? He's been coaching in the NBA. He had a stint at UCA. He's now out of professional basketball. He's coaching his kid at Little Rock Christian. He's got a son that's a great player. But he's got the resume. Clay's got the resume that a guy like Eric Musselman might be looking for. And I don't know a lot about Corliss's coaching career, but I know he's last in Phoenix. I know he's been in a lot of places. He's got the NBA ties, not a whole lot of coaching ties in college. At UCA, as I mentioned, I think he has checks a lot of boxes for what Musselman would be looking for.
Yeah, it's your one point. I think it was Ty made. His network is so vast. I mean, he has been all over the country. He's worked all. He's traveled the country in the NBA. He has connections. You know, it is a vast wealth of. I would guess if you looked at his contacts in his phone, it's several thousand. It might be larger than that. You know, just think about what your contacts are and how many names, how many numbers that you have. It's kind of like, you know, the guy that has the most keys. He's the most important guy. But I'm going to guess that he could reach out in a direction for this job that blows us away. You know, the people that probably have called and talked to him, because it's a good job.
Yep.
You know, and does Corliss want to travel the country in recruiting right now? I think he probably does not. So that's the job that I don't think he's going to seek. I might be totally surprised. But it seemed like Corliss had been there, done that, you know, traveling NBA. You know, right now, guys, it's no fun to be out on the road. This is a scary time. So if you can eliminate that, you're maybe in a better spot. Yeah. I'm just speaking from experience. I sure like, you know, the spot I'm in right now, talking about on the North Fork River. And by the way, I'm not on the river. I'm on a ridge way above the river. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anybody to worry about me when they open the floodgates here in the next 48 hours. Now, Tommy, I will pray for you.
I've got a little concern at my place, though, yes, being a mile below the dam on the river. So.
And guys, on the note of Corliss Williams. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, I was going to say, his when the phrase in harm's way fits, right, Tommy?
I got a little pucker factor going on right now, I promise you. So.
Yeah. I get it.
What are you puckering
right
now?
Go ahead, Ty.
Huh?
What are you puckering right
Everything's
now?
Puckered.
Okay. Hey, if you got to ask, you got the problem, not Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, on the note of Corliss Williamson, he's an assistant coach right now at Little Rock Christian Academy. His son Creed, I think he's going to be a junior this upcoming year. We're just talking about how Chris Crutchfield took this job at East Central to be closer to his kids. That's one of the main overlying reasons. Well,
kind of like you're saying, the travel and stuff, like getting to watch and coach your son in high school basketball.
Exactly.
I know that it doesn't exactly isn't the most lucrative paying job, but there's something to be said about being a father and getting to coach your son.
There's a lot to be said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
And I saw him at the state tournament for Class 5A was at Russellville this year, and
I had
the honor of working that event.
Party.
But his numbers hung up in that building.
Yeah, for good reason.
Now he never played in that building. The gym he played in is next door to it. But you know, you could tell that this was home for him. But you know, I sat there and watched. I just noticed him and didn't sit there and watch him, but he was scouting teams. I mean, he was doing the work. He's not the head coach of the team. He's an assistant coach and maybe on a volunteer basis. I'm not even sure how that works, but he was up in the corner watching games and making notes and scouting. So, I mean, this is a guy that has been through the process, and you got to feel like in most rooms that he walks into, he's going to be as knowledgeable as anybody about how to prepare a game plan.
Two notes.
And here's another aspect. In most gyms that he walks into, he's also going to be the classiest, highest character guy.
There you go.
I love me some Corliss Williamson.
Yep.
Two notes on him. So I've met Corliss a couple different times, some in the Arkansas sports media, some when I was a kid. Both times, at least when I was a kid, he was about as gracious and as kind. Once when I was working at Five Guys in Little Rock, he walked in, just acted like a normal person, and I walked over to him, and I was like, can I get you guys a refill, Mr. Williams? And he looked at me and smiled. And I was like, don't act like you can't walk in here and I don't know who you are. The other time was at Jim's Razorback Pizza in Little Rock, and I got him to sign a pizza box. I literally didn't have anything else on me, so I have a pizza box sitting in my room right now that has Corliss Williamson's signature on it.
Was it a used pizza box?
It was a no, because I ate. Come on, I don't take to-go boxes. I eat the pizza. Come on, Tommy, you know better than that. But yeah, he's as you mentioned, Clay, as classy as he gets. Yeah. Some other guys that have sprung up, a couple on Eric Musselman's staff, and then others. Todd Day's coaching at Philander Smith right now. Is that a guy that does anything for you potentially?
I would love for Todd to be back on the University of Arkansas campus and working. I don't know what his but it's like you said, it's probably going to be somebody that's got a tie to Eric Musselman. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it normally works.
Yeah, it'll be a no like trust thing.
Yeah.
What about like a blood tie? Like Mini Muss, Michael Musselman, is that something you could see?
Because
he coached under Bill.
I don't think they're going to elevate him to this position. Maybe someone else gets a Corey Williams or someone else. Because this is an associate head coach, top assistant role. I mean, so.
So would they move either Williams or Mosier to that and potentially hire? And then Root has also been a guy that a lot of people think is doing a really good job. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to hire someone on staff. I don't know if he's going to hire someone with an Arkansas connection, or if he's just going to hire, as you mentioned, Clay, his list of thousands of connections that he could go through.
The good thing is he's turned the program to a point and continued the trajectory Mike Anderson built, that this is a job people want. This is a place that people want to come to further their career, to take their career to a next level. So it's a desirable job. That's the good thing. And it's the right, you're hitching to the right wagon with Eric Musselman.
And we always talk about how difficult it is to recruit in-state talent for football. Not the case in basketball. You have five guys who are probably going to be at least four stars in the 2022 class.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Bud Light Seltzer, 5% ABV and only 100 calories. We'd put it up against any other seltzer out there.